I'm Marco Werman, and you're with The World this Monday. Glad you could be with us. We begin today with Europe's migrant crisis. The migrants keep coming, even in bad weather. And for migrants living in camps throughout Europe, winter means miserable conditions, mud everywhere, and unheated tents. That's the case for residents of one camp in Grand Sainte in northern France. It's a launching point for people hoping to make it to Britain, often illegally. The town is working on plans to relocate people to a better-equipped site, but for now, it's up to NGOs and local volunteers to care for the camp residents. Adeline Sia has a story from Grand Sainte.
The local charity Salam cooks hundreds of meals a week at the camp. They have an all-volunteer workforce, social workers in training, teenage interns, and retirees, like Henri Kubzik.
K-U-P-C-Z-Y-K. Au Scrabble, c'est vous gagnez 50 points direct.
If you play Scrabble with those letters, you'll score 50 points immediately.
Kubzik tells me he's fascinated by all the faraway countries he's gotten close to through his work at the camp.
Vous couvrez la France.
You cover France, but we are practically 5 days a week in Iraq, in Syria. We travel a lot.
Kubzik misses the days when the camp was home to just a few dozen people at a time.
Avant, on les connaissait, c'était assez curieux.
We used to know those people well. It's funny, we even made friends there. But now it's impossible. In 3 months' time, their number went up to 2,000. It's more difficult.
Last summer, masses of people began to arrive, and Françoise Lavoisier, the coordinator of Salam, says as the numbers grew, things got out of hand.
When
there were only about 100 people, it was a lot more manageable, you know? For cleaning, you could just tell a couple of guys, look, you need to pick up the trash. But now, it's a whole different setup. They say the camp is about a tenth the size of Grand Sainte, so it's a village within the town. So when international NGOs like Doctors Without Borders came to help last fall, she was relieved at first. But individual volunteers began to show up too, like Tally Oliver from the UK.
I got all my friends to give me money, clothes, food, put it all in my car and drove here to meet somebody I'd never met before and decided to help.
Oliver has been distributing toiletries and hundreds of water bottles. She's also working with a British man who runs a mobile kitchen at the camp. They're providing a real service, but Françoise Lavoisier says because no one's managing all these volunteers, it can get chaotic.
C'est l'anarchie complètement.
It's total anarchy, she says. Everyone comes and goes and brings stuff without consulting others. They all think that before they arrived in September, when they saw the photo of that Syrian little boy dead on the beach, there was no help on site. So they all take this position of world savior. And that leads to a lot of waste. She says food, blankets, and clothing wind up in the trash. But there are darker issues at the camp that preoccupy Lavoisier. It's the suspicion that human smugglers live on site among the migrants, charging them for services the city provides for free, like making them pay for taking a shower. The town's mayor says he wants to root out the smuggler gangs, but Lavoisier says it's almost impossible to know who they are because the migrants won't say.
There are things we see, things we hear, but they're not proofs.
We see and hear things, she says, but we don't have proof. It's something we just get a sense for. Last week, gunfire erupted at the camp between suspected smugglers. Despite incidents like this, most people in town have been tolerant, even welcoming of the migrants. But that doesn't mean everyone feels good about the camp's presence. Residents living near the camp complain about litter, and some women say they are afraid to go out on their own. But for the volunteers, like Maryse Facon, it's the misery of the people at the camp that haunts them.
Pendant 3 semaines, j'étais plus capable de venir sur le camp.
For 3 weeks, I was unable to come to the camp because I was too distraught psychologically. I had nightmares. I even thought of stopping this work. Then I conquered this fear. It's not always easy, but you have to do it. For Teresina Facella, though, working with the migrants has been a life-changing experience.
Seulement mon migrant, ça me faisait peur.
The very mention of the word migrants used to scare me, and I passed my fear on to my children and my friends. I used to stay awake at night. But I got over that, and I'm very happy. And even though the work can be overwhelming, the volunteers of Salam have no plans to stop. For the world, Adeline Cyr, Grande Synthe, France.